And this is my job and my occupation and my business and my dream to bring you back to where you know you should belong. We're going to have one of the best coaching staffs assembled, some of the best scouts, some of the best kids that we're recruiting. The commitments already coming on the way as I speak. And now that I've gotten here and I see it, and I understand it, Rick, and I can grasp it, and I can touch it, and I can feel it, and I can taste it, I truly understand what you want. All you want is an opportunity to win, to compete, to dominate, to be amongst the elite, to be amongst the best. And darn it, I'm going to give you that.
Well, I was, Angel, that's got to rank up there in terms of best opening press conferences ever. It's got to be.
It's hard to say for me. I've never really seen an introductory press conference, or at least one in a long time at a Power 5 program. But it was fascinating. It's definitely brought the energy. I'm sure the media room was packed out. You could tell just on through social media, you could see the excitement of this, of the hire and the personality and energy that Coach Prime brings. It's an exciting time to be a Buffs fan.
Noob had an interesting text because, I mean, again, the guy is... He's telling you, call me Coach Prime. Like, I'm seeing a tweet right now from a former radio guy that I really respect. He just put, welcome to Colorado, Coach Sanders. No, you're going to get in trouble for that. Like, it's Coach Prime.
I apologize for saying Coach Sanders earlier.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I wasn't aware of this rule.
So, Noob's point is, Russell Wilson had all this, like, let's ride and, you know, show.
Ever done anything dangerous?
Yeah, the subway, all of it. The wearing the jersey to practice. Now, I'm talking before the season began, before everything became a dumpster fire. And there were a lot of people that had problems. Tanner Schwint, our very own Tanner Schwint, couldn't stand Russell Wilson from the get-go. The media hype surrounding Russell Wilson. Is it... Why is this okay for a coach, a college coach? A guy that's supposed, you know, it's supposed to be about the student athletes, and we know it's about the coach because that's who's the constant and doing all the work. It's different in college. In the NFL, it's about the quarterback. It's about star players. In college, it's about the coach. But you flat out have a coach in as many words. I mean, he's not necessarily saying it directly, but Angel, he's saying it's about prime time. It's about him. And Noob's point is, why is this like everyone's, oh, this is amazing, the best day ever? And not the case, that wasn't the case for Russell Wilson. I think, to your point, Noob, there were negatives surrounding Russell Wilson. His own team traded him. Clearly he wasn't, you think Jackson State, if that's how it worked, would have traded Deion Sanders? No. They would have done everything they could do to keep him there. Russell was traded, and there were rumors that he wanted it this way, and Pete Carroll. And the point of that is there was some negative. Name the negative right now surrounding Coach Prime's coaching career.
Doesn't have Power 5 experience.
That's it. But that's not like, well, yeah, but I heard that he did this while he was there, or he talked to this. None of that's happening. They love the guy. I haven't heard anything of it. Before Russell played his first snap, we had Hugh Millen on the program, former quarterback, Clay Millen's dad, all that stuff. And he covers Seattle. What did he tell us to start the season? Yeah, weird stuff happened. Russell got mad if he was addressed a certain way by the coach into the media. Russell had issues. There were players that didn't like him. That was all coming out before Russell Wilson ever put on a Broncos uniform and played his first snap. You're not hearing that stuff right now. You're not hearing that at all about Deion Sanders. You're not hearing the negative.
I think wins solves everything. In terms of Russell Wilson, we had knowledge of he was doing the corny, cheesy stuff, and he's kind of a goofball. Maybe some of his teammates don't really like him, blah, blah, blah. But they're winning. So I can put that aside.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't go to his birthday party. Who cares? They got to win on Sunday anyway. You can have a birthday next year. With Deion, it's like, I know this guy has a big personality. I know he has the entourage and the film crew, and he loves himself, and I mean that in a positive way, that he brings that energy to the coaching aspect, and he uses it to recruit. can he do it on a new level of college football?
You just hit the nail on the head. What prime time, his whole thing, his whole media thing and larger than life thing is what you want, because that's going to get you the recruits. Russell Wilson's, you know, dangerous and high knees and, you know, the goofy Mr. Unlimited, those goofy things, that wasn't helping you win football games. In fact, that was hurting you more than it was helping you.
He was popular because you were winning.
Right. His ability on the field was great, and it outweighed that stuff. But that stuff, the corniness or whatever you want to call it, wasn't helping him. For Deion Sanders, Noob, I'm telling you, bro. For Deion Sanders, you want what he's bringing. You want that he's doing a documentary and the cameras. So you're asking, why are the cameras okay? Because it's going to bring not one, not two, not three, not four, but five-star recruits to Colorado left and right. That's why. Because what are the youth? I mean, Angel, you're still pretty young, but even younger than you. We are in a world now that's been born and raised on social media with cameras on their phone. And then if you're good, you want to be on it. You want to be on those cameras. And that's what primetime's bringing. That even Nick Saban, like Nick Saban's got the success and the cameras follow success. But Sanders is bringing he's a Barstool guy. He was an NFL Network guy. I mean, Hall of Famer, well beyond just the NFL stuff. So why is it okay? Because that's what's going to get you recruits. That's the tool that's going to get him here. The documentaries, the fame and fortune that he has is the tool. Russell's fame and fortune isn't helping because that's not the sport we're in. Deion Sanders' fame and fortune is going to help. The cameras being there is going to help. Noob says, I could care less what it does for CU. But you're asking the question. You're asking, why is it okay for cameras to surround Deion Sanders? That's what they hired him for, bro. That's what they want. So you could care less. Okay, but don't ask the question if you don't want the answer. We're okay with the cameras because it's going to bring in studs. That's what they want. NIL possibilities. Fame and fortune. And then what did Sanders say? We want guys not as much focus on NIL as we do NFL. That's a big key word, too. Oh, go there. You can help me get to the league. I'm just telling you, that's the answer. Why is that okay? Russell Wilson's stuff didn't help him. Deion Sanders, his stuff helps him. That's the difference. So I get it. You're not a Buffs fan. But that's the question. You just asked it. Why is everyone fine with Deion having film crew that follows him? Because it's going to bring the studs. It doesn't work for Russell Wilson. And I'm sorry. Russell Wilson's corny. Is Deion Sanders corny? Or is he smooth? Pretty damn smooth, right?
Well, you want
to hang out with him.
You mentioned like the connection to the younger generation. You know, guys younger than me. We can connect with it because, yeah, we're on social media all the time. We can differentiate between a fake personality that's just on here to get influencers or to get likes or to push a product versus a guy that's trying to build up his career through coaching and uses the tools at his disposal to get on social media, to be active on, like, he's active on Twitter right now, looking in the transfer portal.
Exactly.
He's letting you know, this is what I'm doing right now.
It's real stuff.
Yes.
You're right. It's real. Russell tweets things that we have to interpret, you know?
Well, I'm always working. It's Friday, but I'm working.
Yeah, we lost, but hey, I'm out working. Okay, we don't want to see that. We want to see real stuff.
On the field that you're actually working.
Or,
that work,
hey,
you're putting in is giving benefits.
Or, hey, Broncos country, I know we lost, man. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for it. I can just promise you we're gonna do what it takes next year because it's over this year. They want some kind of raw emotion. And that's what Sanders is. He gives you raw emotion. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to tell you, hey, we want to win here. If you can't get on board with that, there's the door. And we're really going to do that. You might as well just enter the transfer portal. Guys that are hurt, that are needing stuff to get better, I'm not so sure you're going to be around here. So we don't have time. The text from the 970 says, Coach Prime can back it up. Russell can't. Coach Prime is his own brand. Russell Wilson is smoke and mirrors. That's what you just said. That's the feeling you get. Russell Wilson's not coming in here with that swag like Sanders has. He's not coming in here like that.
He'll dress up like it.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's authentic, or not authentic.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I didn't. You know me. I've said it. I don't care about the dad joke stuff, the corny stuff. It doesn't bug me. But on the other side, the flip side of that, hell yeah, you love what Deion Sanders brings to the table. Dude, the guy's in the media. He made a career of it. He made his brand so absolutely colossal, so absolutely huge, that now he can use that tool to whatever he decided to do at the age of 55. And in his 50s, he decided to go coach college football, and I have created this amazing persona that I'm going to use to grow. Well, County Swami says, simple way to answer. Who would you rather have a drink with? Well, I don't know that either of those dudes drink. I don't know.
Russell probably have some vegan, you know, pale ale or some kind of weird barrel-aged drink.
Or just water.
Dion, no ice, please. Dion would probably give you like a nice $50,000 bottle of champagne. All right, so just don't drink this. Just put it on the shelf.
Yeah,
don't, stare at
yeah.
it. Here's a necklace.
I mean, it's prime time. There's no compare. Like, I've tried to say the UNC move with Ed McCaffrey. I mean, again, a small, small, tiny, tiny comparison. But as far as Russell Wilson and Deion Sanders, I mean, dude, Noob, you're talking about prime time. Hall of Famer. One of the greatest players ever. And then when he retires, he's all over ESPN and NFL Network. He's got more swag than anybody. We all grew up watching that. I watched him play, and then I watched him transition to TV. And was there anybody as smooth as him as far as the delivery? It was ridiculous. It's a different thing, man. Peyton Manning, Mark Johnson said it. Peyton Manning will probably have something like that pretty soon. They're larger than life. There's only a few of them. Peyton Manning is one of them. John Elway was never larger than life, Angel. He was larger than life in the state of Colorado, but he didn't use the persona to become larger than life. Peyton Manning, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, like those kind of names, you can get by on your name forever. That's how big they are. There are great players in this world, and that have been in the Hall of Fame and some of the greatest of all time, but they can't get by on their name everywhere. Deion Sanders is one of those names. Eastside Chris, remember the spat Sanders and Saban had last year? Bama supporters need to put more in the hat when passed around. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But there was, I guess if you wanted to say there was a negative about Sanders. Yeah, but it wasn't about his dealings with the team. It was Saban kind of loosely suggesting that Sanders, you know, that they were doing some, maybe them under the table stuff with their NIL stuff. And he backed that off. But there was no...
Well, he backed it off and then went at Jimbo Fisher for it.
Yeah.
And then we've all found out, oh, it's probably what happened in Texas A&M.
Eastside Chris says, Brady, with these new NIL prospects jumping on, who are going to want compensation, who will pony up to promote their auto dealership, pizza shop, etc., or does someone just write a check? Both. Both of those things are going to be happening.
And I'd imagine Prime will put some of his own money into this because he did it at Jackson State.
CSU just announced that they're doing the whatever it is. I don't know. They all have these weird nicknames. But there's an NIL deal collective that they're starting where basically it's a pot. People can put dollars in it. So Sanders is going to be able to do that probably. So it's not like directly going from him to student, but you can put it into a pot. That's probably what's going to happen.
I know CU already has really nice facilities. They will be upgraded in some way with prime time.
Everything will be. Everything is going to be better right now. Will it be better on the field? Time will tell. But they want to win now. TCU, CU, they want to win now. From the 970, Coach Prime is too legit to quit. Yeah. The name is bigger. And everything that goes with it is what you paid for. So that's why everyone is different toward Deion Sanders' fame and popularity as opposed to Russell Wilson. Different things. And he's going to use that power. He's going to use that name and that brand and that image, the enterprise, as Mark Johnson said. You're hiring an enterprise. That's because of what he's built up. And you can't build that up without cameras. So he is a genius. Whether this thing goes into shambles or not, Angel, he is a genius. It's got him this far. He created primetime, and it's worked. 21 minutes after the hour. A big day tomorrow here on our morning show, Good Morning Northern, Good Morning NoCo. A great opportunity to help out and support the community. Weld Gives Day is coming up tomorrow, and KFK is partnering with Greeley Satellite Rotary, if I can spit that out. There's going to be a great chance to hear from nonprofits all over Weld County and what they're doing in the area. If you want to visit that, check out weldcogives.org. We'll have Tanner Schwint jump in. We'll talk about that big day tomorrow because it will be. So excited about that. 22 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your NoCo home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. Listen, you guys know me. I'm a Rams fan. I'm a Bears fan. I'm a Buffs fan. I like Colorado sports. I'm into it. All of it. Even if they're rivals and they hate each other. But I hate to see my Rams fans. My Rams Ramley? Like, you guys are hurt by this. Like, you guys are hurt. I could tell.
Oh, CSU's kind of been the talk of Northern Colorado and Colorado sports for the last couple of months. And now the news shifts back south.
It does. It's very entertaining, though, and it's good.
You want to know how to get rid of this awful feeling?
Go beat them.
You go beat them next year in their house.
Ooh, Jay North. Clay Millen. Let's go.
Go do it.
You think the Buffs are going to be that good next year? Like, really? Seriously? Come on.
I mean, if they go into that game 2-0 after beating TCU in Nebraska.
Oh, then they're a playoff team. I mean, they'll be a playoff. If they beat TCU, be a playoff team. I just can't. This isn't how college football works, is it? But now I guess it does.
It is.
It's the new thing now.
Like when Auburn hires a coach, it's, you're never going to be good there. It's never going to work out. I don't know who their new coach is, but it's not going to work out.
Well, it ain't the former Boise State guy anymore.
No, he didn't work out.
Brian, what was it?
Harsin.
Harsin. Should have stayed in Boise. Could have been the king of the Mountain West. Instead,
they
here you are.
Got beat by Fresno State the other night.
Yeah.
That was a little, eek.
It's, I don't see that turnaround happen, but this is college football now. You bring in the name, now that the transfer portal, like if this were 5 years ago, nobody would expect any wins next year. Like you just go, I don't know. Can they win? You just like Jay Norvell. I don't know, maybe. We'll see. If he wins 2 to 3 games, I'll be happy. That's fine. But now, the expectations are different. Especially with his name because of what he can bring.
Just way too early projection. I think this first year they'll go maybe around 500, probably get into a bowl game. But that second year,
huge.
After you have a year of success and you get more transfers, you get another year of recruits in, look out for that second year team because they're going to be looking to go do something big. Mm. But they still might be, it might be you have a lot of talent. But the culture and the coaching hasn't really cemented just yet.
And you know what sucks this week? CSU has to go down to Boulder on Thursday. That environment, if that's the game, which why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't that be? It's going to be on ESPN2.
There you go.
So he's going to be, he'll be there Thursday, right? Can almost put a dollar on it. But CSU has to go try to recover after losing to UNC. They want to. I think they're capable of beating the Buffs. I think they're capable of it. The Buffs are two totally different teams. If you get the Buffs that beat Texas A&M, then you're not winning that game. If you get the Buffs that, who'd they lose to yesterday? Washington. Washington's not bad though. But the Buffs that lost to Grambling, then you win. Noob says, Nebraska is going to humble primetime, and I can't stand Nebraska. Mr. Coach Rule.
It's not even your rivalry. Why are you worried about it?
I'm telling you, Rams fans hate anything positive happening to the Buffs. And I'm the opposite. I want positive to happen for the Buffs, because when positive happens for the Buffs and CSU goes and beats the Buffs or whatever, it makes the games better. What was Saturday? It was awesome seeing UNC CSU battle it out, and that game is decided by free throws. That's what I want. I'm begging for it. So I want prime time to make CU a relevant program, because that way CSU can work to continue to make theirs, and boom, we've got two great games. And then when we do the Rocky Mountain Showdown, it's fun. This is good for you, I think. This is absolutely good for you, Colorado State. Hell, it's probably good for UNC in some way. Making the state of Colorado a football state is good. 31 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash. We'll be right back.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Will Coach Prime turn it around for the Colorado Buffaloes? Joining me in studio, one of the hosts of Good Morning NoCo, Tanner Schwint. We've got a big day coming up tomorrow. Woo! Weld Gives Day. You guys, KFK is partnering with the Greeley Satellite Rotary Club.
Ben Barnhart, your boy.
Ben's my guy. He's a good friend of mine. Big UNC supporter as well. You guys are set to raise some money for Weld County nonprofits tomorrow.
We're going to do our damnedest, man. We've got 16 different nonprofit leaders coming in studio tomorrow. So how it breaks down is that we have 5 segments per hour, all right? Let's pull this back a little bit. We're going to have 4 guests per hour in studio. So Angel Padilla is going to have to do some work tomorrow. Keeping me on. Yeah, Matt, quick math, Angel.
I need names, titles, and businesses.
What's 5 times 4?
20.
Okay, and we got 16 guests. What's 20 minus 16?
Negative 4.
No, it's 4. It's not. All right, I'm going to have to do the math.
I thought you said 16 minus 20, and that was correct in my head.
20 minus 16.
Angel's been hanging out with me too long, man.
I guess.
I had the answer right. I just had the equation was
fractions
reversed.
Of some sort.
One-third of our show will be empty.
Empty.
And that's for our quick reports.
If you carry the 4.
That is true.
Are we doing traffic, Tanner?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Well, how am I supposed to get to work?
I'll tell you. You don't care about the traffic.
You get in your car and you start it and you start driving down the road.
Hey,
eventually you get where you're going.
Yeah.
Turn left, turn right.
Tells me where to go.
No, we're punting traffic tomorrow so that we can get all these guests in.
Are you going commercial free? Is that a thing?
I don't. We can.
Look
at Angel. He's saying
no
back there.
No, that's not what you asked.
I have no idea how that would even work.
See, I took the sense of traffic when you emailed about traffic. I took it as our traffic, like our commercial inventory traffic.
I think you should do traffic reports, too. I needed you. I needed you while I was
today?
In the tavern at St.
Michael's
Square.
What am I supposed to do?
I was headed back on 11th Avenue, and this gal in this little minivan just turned. She's driving in the wrong lane. She's heading right at me.
I can't, like, see that.
I'm heading north. Right. Yeah, it is. It's right there.
I would have been able to see a woman driving on the one.
Yeah, she's driving not in a one way. She's just in the wrong lane, driving down the road.
She wasn't passing somebody?
No. And she just turns left right in front of me and then stops before she even gets into the gas station. I'm like, thank you for that. Now I'm going to miss my segment with Brady.
It's the scariest thing when you go down a one way, though. And you just see someone coming at you.
Okay,
like,
we're getting way off.
How is this going to happen?
So you know downtown Greeley.
I do know it.
Two different one ways.
Mm-hmm.
The one that heads east in downtown Greeley. I was going down it, and I was headed eastbound in the one-way, Angel, okay? There was a vehicle coming westbound in the one-way, the wrong way. And I'm throwing my hands up like, what are you doing? And it was an old man, and he just looks at me and goes, he wags his finger at me. And I was like, for a half second, I thought I was in the wrong. But I wasn't.
That's how
so
they get you.
Tomorrow, 16 big nonprofits.
Day. Big day.
Boys and Girls Club of Weld County, United Way of Weld County. You got people from the Weld Food Bank. All of these people. A Woman's Place. The Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra. The list just goes on. And they're all coming in here to help promote. WeldCoGives.org is going to be the website to go to. WeldCoGives.org, the website to go to help. I challenge our listeners, $20. I mean, just don't go out to eat one night this week. $20, that's what we're asking for. If all of our listeners can chime in and give $20, yeah, that's going to make such a big difference. Well, Gives Day is part of Colorado Gives Day, so there's going to be a lot of giving going on. But what's cool about this is that it stays here in northern Colorado. You want to see an ROI, you want to see a return on investment on a donation, donate locally. And you see these nonprofits everywhere out there and the good that they're doing. And boy, right now, you know, we come off the heels of the pandemic and then we're hit by this recession that we're in and the inflation rates are out of the... I get it. It's a tough time. But there are people who do have it worse than us. I'm going to be pledging. I'm going to be donating tomorrow. Brian Gary, my co-host, is going to be donating tomorrow. So I challenge our listeners out there, if you can spare it, even if it's $5, any donation goes a long way. And if you go to weldcogives.org, there's 80 different nonprofits.
And you can pick where you want your money to go.
You can pick exactly where it goes to. So you're not just throwing it into this void. You know, if this is what really resonates with you, go there. You know, the Weld Community Foundation sets up scholarships for children who have had a difficult time so that they can go to college, so that they can get by through high school. There's so many of these stories, and we get a chance to talk to a lot of these great organizations anyways, but having them all in on one day to help promote and to help raise awareness and money for these nonprofits, it's the first time we've ever done it. Big shout out to the Greeley Satellite Rotary Club for helping us with this. It's going to be a blast throughout the entire morning. So 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. we're kicking our normal programming. We're raising money. We're shining a light on these nonprofits who certainly deserve it.
Very excited about this. I think these kind of things are, you know, radio, we pride ourselves on being entertainment and such, but when you can really make a difference and help out, that's what's really cool about this. So tomorrow, all morning long, you guys will be highlighting local nonprofits, and I think it's fantastic.
No, it's going to be a blast, man. I can't wait to do it. It's going to be Brian asked me, this doesn't surprise you. You know me. I'm one where I'm never early, I'm never late, I'm always on time. So when I made this transition, Brady, I used to drive you crazy when I would show up because it was like 8:31, maybe some days 8:32. I was never right on time. Mm. And in the morning show, then I have to got to get up and get here by 6. I show about 5:50, okay? 5:50, 5:55. I do the prep at home, then I show up.
Angel's
what
like,
are you shaking your head at?
I don't know.
It's 5:50,
5:50 is generous. Rolling in at like 6:03.
That was when we first switched, all right? That was when we first made the move over there.
I'm coming in hot, Brian.
Yeah, there was one time I had to text Angel. I'm like, extend this just a minute here.
Hold the doors open for me.
In just a second, but tomorrow I'm going to be here bright and early. I'll probably be here about 5, so I'm going to be cranky by this time tomorrow, all right? Because we got people coming in. We're going to have donuts for all these nonprofits. We're going to be having a great time. I'll save you one if you want one.
Yeah, save me a donut.
I know you're working on your physique. You're looking good over
there. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know how to respond to that, so I'll just change the subject.
I like it.
Nice and tight. Prime time.
Oh, boy. Talking about looking good.
That's all I needed to do.
That's all you got to do.
Change the trajectory of that conversation.
Noob is being a very... I was listening on my way in. Noob is being a very sour guy right now.
I think CSU fans are not thrilled with this, but you should be.
I don't know if you should be.
You should be. It's good for the state.
I don't... Were you happy when the Chiefs got Patrick Mahomes?
Not the same thing.
It is. Mm-mm. It is. Mm-mm. It's one of your rivals who just got a lot better.
I'm okay with the rivals being good, actually.
In the grand
I'm okay
things,
with that.
Not when you're bad. And I'm not saying CSU's going to continue to be bad. I'm not saying that. But what Prime brings, nobody else can bring. Nobody in this country. I'm sorry, your boy Nick Saban, he can't bring this. You're seeing the new era. You're seeing the new era. Yeah, Saban's like 400 million years old.
Yeah, but here
you're seeing
the new era of college
coaches right now with Deion Sanders.
When did Saban start head coaching?
Ooh, head coaching?
1902.
I think I want to say way back.
1943.
NFL.
Was he in his 30s, 20s?
I want to say early 30s when he got the first stint with Bill Belichick in Cleveland.
So what you're saying is he's going to bring something that's never been done and all that stuff. Well, he's not going to do what Saban did. Not even close. He's 55. He's not going to do what Nick Saban did.
He won't have as long to do it.
No.
We'll
see if this is a quick fix. And if it is, then yeah, he's going to have a shot to make some noise.
But this is why, he became the head coach of Toledo in 1989.
Saban.
So
he's probably like, in his late 20s.
How old is Nick Saban? You do some math back there, and you've come up with a negative number. You did it wrong.
Blake Olson, our guy Blake Olson, just shared some more thoughts on Deion Sanders. He said, Deion Sanders just told his new CU Buffs team they can't wear hats, hoodies, and earrings to meetings. No phones, he said today. I'm old school.
I like that.
I do too.
I like that, man. And here's the thing: you're
like
gonna,
we couldn't have done that.
No,
I don't know. I'm older than you, but my coach wouldn't. We had to. We couldn't grow our hair out. Like we seriously had to have.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. If we had, we couldn't grow a beard. Not that I could in high school anyway, but I mean, that kind of stuff, I know it's little,
it's
but
discipline,
it's discipline.
It's yep. discipline, and you're seeing already a bunch of, what's the SEC term for this, soft people on Twitter that are complaining about how he's handling things, saying if you're injured and you're not salvageable, I'm sorry, we're going to hug you and kiss
you. Stuff that's happening anyway,
that's
so you might as well talk about
how
it.
How you turn it around. That's how you lead from out in front. And that's one thing about Deion is that he's always been very open about his thoughts and his feelings. Now, you hit on a very – I thought you spoke about this very well, Brady, in the 11 o'clock hour, talking about the culture shift. There is a, and this dives deeper than football, but there is a huge difference in culture from an HBCU to Boulder, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You just look at the population. Boulder is majority, and I mean like in the 90th percentile, white people. And I'm sorry, that's going to come into play at this. Like, we can't just avoid this. I know we live in this day and age where we don't want to talk about it, but it's the truth. His swagger will come across as offensive to some people who aren't used to that type of culture. And you got to – this is – and I'm speaking as a white man. This is where we need to learn a little bit more about how they do things and why Deion does things the way that he does. This is where we need to take a backseat, and you're already seeing Rick George do it. Because they had Tupac blaring when he walked in and said, and Deion said, this is how we walk in. And Rick George goes, this is how we walk in. I'm just learning this.
Tupac isn't a Boulder thing?
I don't
you
think.
You see a lot of people rolling around listening to Tupac?
Maybe in their daddy's Mercedes. But I don't, I mean, I don't, I, no, it's not. It's not.
It's, no, it's,
but you look at Boulder.
Will it work, though?
Yes.
That's a big thing that you just said. The culture shift. Will that work?
It will. It will. Because the transfer portal now sets up perfectly for Deion Sanders. There is not another coach in this country who will be able to utilize the power of the media, the power of the name, and the power of the organization better than Deion Sanders. And Deion Sanders, next year, turns it around. I'm not saying they got a winning record, but he turns it around in a big way.
It's almost like Sanders knew 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever, when he's building his brand. Not 40, because he would have been 15.
When he was in high school,
when he was growing, building primetime up, it's almost like he knew, I'm going to be a college coach someday. And I'm going to be able to use this larger-than-life image to recruit and build a program up. Because, you know, Peyton Manning, in a different way, but Mark Johnson brought him up. Manning's doing that as well right now.
Right.
The Manning cast, all that. Because
Omaha Productions,
young people are watching that stuff. And that's what it's about. So, again, going back, we had the text earlier about the cameras and all that stuff. I mean, it happened when Peyton Manning was here, too. There were cameras everywhere. They are building a larger-than-life brand so that whatever they choose to do someday, they can literally use their name and just live however they want to live.
Well, I give a lot of kudos to Rick George, especially when he says that he doesn't know where the money's coming from. I love that.
It's like
I'm going to use that
honesty
as a bank.
Serum there now that Deion Sanders is in.
I love that. But
truth serum. That's what we were looking for.
The greatest thing for CU that comes along with this is now you think prime. And
you also think time.
CU.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, if you're rhyming, you do that.
Oh.
Rhyme all the
time. You think CU.
Yeah. You think. And those two, you
there's no stressing when you're blessing. I'm not stressed when I'm blessed whatever.
I'm too blessed to be stressed.
It's amazing. I love it. I'm all in on this.
The best thing CU could have done is this, is hitch their wagon to prime. And normally it's the other way around. Normally coaches hitch their wagon to the university. This is the first time, at least in my memory.
Well, and this isn't a lateral move. This isn't hiring a guy that's been a head coach at the FBS level for its greatness, but he just maybe got fired by a coach or by a team a few years ago, and he's working his way back up as a coordinator and all that. So anyway, Tanner, we're looking forward to tomorrow, man. This is going
to
be a great day.
Yeah,
how can people go donate again?
Weldcogives.org. There's 80 different nonprofits. Unfortunately, we can't fit 80 nonprofits in to talk tomorrow, but we're going to have 16 of them that are going to join us.
I love it, man. Great work by you guys. As always, I'll be tuning in. Big day coming up on Good Morning NoCo on KFKA.
I appreciate it.
Tomorrow. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. Let's wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, Clay, let's get it going now. You got second season coming up for Colorado State. Rams fans, you should still be hyped. You should be. Just the hype train is in Boulder right now. I'm sorry. But
be hyped. Just don't get upset when your other school is hyped.
Yeah. They, I mean.
And they're hyped.
They're hyped. Dude, Thursday? Rivalry week is again, by the way. It's rivalry week again.
Rivalry month.
Rivalry month. I love that even better. It's rivalry month. Congratulations to our guy, Dalen Kuntz. He's my whole show player of the week presented by Spy Brewing. Dalen, my man. Wednesday's going to be a fun show. 27 points for him against Colorado State. Very good. If it wasn't for Dalen and his point totals, I was seriously going to go with like an under-the-radar kind of guy, like a Brock Wisney. I don't know. Matt Johnson and Dalen Connect are really good, too. So I would have had to go with one of those guys. If the Rams would have won, I think Isaiah Stevens would have probably got that. It was back and forth. Those two guys are so good. Some great players on both teams.
Yeah, you mentioned it. For me, I didn't even think about it, but Brock Wisney and Theo Hughes, mm-hmm. they stepped up big in that game.
Theo Hughes, all year we've been saying the same thing. He's a 7-footer, but he doesn't really play like a 7-footer. He played like a 7-footer, especially in that first half.
Oh, and Brock Wisney as a freshman, like he's kind of had some struggles early on, but that was probably his best game.
Yeah, he was dialed in.
His focus in that game was top-notch.
Get him dialed in like that, UNC's going to win a lot of games. So, I know, it's prime time. I get it. We'll get into more Broncos stuff tomorrow, I promise. Or do we want to? I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe we just stay with college, because there's some exciting things going on in college, okay? I mean, CSU basketball will still be fine. They're going to be good. UNC basketball, they're probably going to go win their tournament. They're going to go win the Big Sky Conference tournament. They're going to go dancing this year. We might have some teams in the mix to go dancing. A lot of exciting things happening. CSU football, you're on the right trajectory. Keep going. Keep it up. You might own the state in terms of recruiting, because I honestly don't know that that's going to happen a lot with CU now. I think in-state recruiting might really go away. And if you win, who cares, right, at that level? All right, that's going to do it for us. Colorado Gives Day. Weld Colorado? Weld Colorado Gives Day tomorrow? I'm excited for that. That'll be great. Tanner and Brian and Angel will be in studio. You guys will be here bright and early for a chance to promote and donate to your favorite nonprofits. That's going to do it for us. We got Monday Night Football on KFK tonight. Good night, Northern Colorado.